WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Legal cases against the Trump administration stacking up on efforts to dismantle government agencies and cut federal staffing. In Boston today, a U.S. district judge has temporarily blocked enforcement of a federal buyout offer by President Trump's Government of Efficiency Office in an order he says that will remain in effect until the judge issues a ruling. ABC's Mary Alice Park says only Congress can appropriate funds for any buyout offer, and funding is set to run out.
The federal government right now is only funded through March. We are careening towards a government shutdown if Congress doesn't pass another government funding package. And so that could be a big part of this case, too. The judge might say, look, you can't make these offers to federal employees in good faith because we could be facing a government shutdown already.
President Trump ordering the Mint to stop production of the 1 cent coin to stop. He says it costs more to make the penny. A new round of storms on the move from the south to the northeast and bringing a wintry mix and heavy rain. This is ABC News. It was a relatively calm night in Philadelphia following the Eagles' Super Bowl victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. ABC's Sherry Preston with details.
Sure, there were fans cheering and fireworks set off, and police with bullhorns telling people to climb down from light posts. But given the mayhem many said might have happened if the Eagles had won, it really wasn't too bad. The Philly PD says there were 5 arrests for assaulting police officers, 2 aggravated assault arrests, and 8 acts of vandalism, including 4 against Department of Sanitation trucks. Overall, 29 Eagles fans were issued citations for disorderly conduct.
The Eagles' victory parade set for Friday. Human rights groups say a Saudi woman studying for her PhD in Britain has been released from a Saudi prison. The 36-year-old women's rights activist was arrested for tweets she wrote while on a family vacation in Saudi Arabia in 2021. She was originally sentenced to 6 years in prison, but her sentence increased to 34 years. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
The forecast tonight, lows down to 5, mostly cloudy, light snow likely up to an inch possible, northwest winds 5 to 10, partly cloudy on Tuesday, highs of 15, northwest winds 6 to 12, Tuesday night lows of 1 below and partly cloudy, cloudy on Wednesday with snow likely by late morning, 2 to 3 inches of accumulation expected, highs of 18. Again, right now though, with northeast winds at 6, it's 27 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
WRCO 100.9.
Join us for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Let's go. Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Sometimes I make her cry. Forget all those little things. I really don't know why. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Yeah, I'm thankful and I'm lucky, and I don't know why she loves me. My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. She doesn't see what's wrong with me. Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see? Yeah, what's wrong with me?
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Hey! pink rotten reel. She's doing almost everything but sitting still. Talking about her ballet shoes and training wheels and her kittens. And she thinks we're just fishing. I say daddy loves you, baby, one more time. She says I know, I think I've got a bite. And all this laughing, crying, smiling, dying here inside's what I call living. And she thinks we're just fishing on the riverside, throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time, nothing too ambitious. She ain't even thinking about what's really going on right now, but I guarantee this memory's a big one, and she thinks we're just fishing. Already pretty like her mama is. Gonna drive the boys all crazy, give her daddy fits. And I better do this every chance I get, cause time is ticking. Yeah, it is. And she thinks we're just fishing on the riverside, throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time. Nothing too ambitious. She ain't even thinking about what's really going on right now, but I guarantee this memory's a big one, and she thinks we're just fishing. She ain't even thinking about what's really going on. She thinks we're just fishing. Yeah. Oh, she thinks we're just fishing. We ain't only fishing.
Just fishing with Trace Adkins. And before that, Don't Tell Me What to Do, Pam Tillis. Riverdale's playing host to Fenimore tonight in boys basketball, and that is our featured game right here on WRCO FM 100.9, live online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app with our coverage around 7 o'clock right here on the radio. Phil Neat will have the call.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
100.9 WRCO.
Scratch scratching at my door, Lordy, don't you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long?
Somebody said they thought they saw you roaring out in Reno with a big old man from San Antonio. They tell me I'm a fool to cry for you, but what do they know? Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long?
Tell me, baby, why you've been gone so long, you've been gone so long. Tell me, baby, why you've been gone so long. Wolf was scratching at my door, Lord, can you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, scratching at my door, Lordy, don't you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, why you've been gone so long? Hey, tell me, baby, why you've been gone so long?
Crazy about you, baby. about you, baby, I'm in love with you. Everything about you makes my heart go boom. Crazy about you, baby. Spend all day dreaming how it's gonna be when the sun goes down and you're next to me. Holding you close feels so right. Kissing and a hugging and a loving all night. Crazy about you, baby, what can I do? Crazy about you, baby, I'm in love. Everything about you make my heart go boom. Crazy about you, baby. Yeah, I'm crazy about you, baby. I'm crazy about you, baby.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge issued a temporary injunction against the Trump administration's buyout for federal employees.
For the moment, the buyout plan remains in limbo. At a hearing Monday, Boston-based federal judge George O'Toole said he would leave his temporary stay in place until he decides whether to impose an injunction. Federal workers' unions have sued to block the buyout, arguing the president has no legal authority to offer payouts through September, with agency funding currently set to run out next month.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump expected to sign off on imposing 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as early as today. A busy round of confirmation votes this week in the Senate, including Director of Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. to lead Health and Human Services. Your 2 cents worth may become a thing of the past. President Trump calling on the Mint to stop production of the penny, saying it's wasteful and costs more to make the 1 cent coin. Plenty of pennies remain in circulation. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Fenimore plays at Riverdale in area boys basketball tonight. Coach Chris Kenyon talked about the team trying to compete in the SWAL and get back to action tonight.
That's been kind of difficult this year because, you know, we lost 10 seniors and had a pretty young team this year. Just trying to keep pushing forward, getting better as the year goes on and, you know, gaining that experience that these guys are going to need for next year.
Pre-game time around 7:15 tonight. Then it's Fenimore at Riverdale boys basketball, our featured game on WRCO. A sweep over the arch-rival Minnesota Gophers powers Badgers women's hockey to their 10th WCHA regular season title. The top spot was clinched Saturday in an 8-2 victory for the Badgers. Then Sunday's 6-1 win was icing on the cake. Casey O'Brien had 3 goals in those 2 games, and Wisconsin's winning streak has reached 17. Saturday's 8 goals are the most scored against the Gophers by the UW in more than 7 years. And the Bucks were winners, 135-127 over Philadelphia yesterday. They will play back-to-back as they're back into it tonight when the Golden State Warriors visit the Fiserv Forum. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Your forecast heading into tonight is calling for temperatures down to 5, northwest winds also 5, up to 10. Mostly cloudy, otherwise light, snow likely, up to an inch possible. Tuesday, partly cloudy, quite a bit cooler with highs of only 15, northwest winds 6 to 12. Tuesday night, lows of 1 below and partly cloudy. And a snowy Wednesday, cloudy with snow likely by late morning, 2 to 3 inches of accumulation expected, highs of 18. At this time, it's a mostly clear 28 degrees with no precipitation. The barometer still falling to 30.33 and northeast winds are at 5. Again, it's 28 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Trucks making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, and chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud.
Baby, let's go. Struggle up in my truck, the wind is down, the radio up to shoot. some blankets and we'll make a spread. I'll tuck you into my pickup bed. Watch the country stars putting on a show. I wanna see your pretty skin in the moonlight. Kiss your lips, girl, and hold you all night. Make a lot of love and make it real slow.
Yeah.
That's Callie Tucker here on Country and Community. People First Bowling for People with Disabilities will take place Tuesday from 3 to 5 at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. Cost to participate is $2 a game. For more information, you can call the Phoenix Center at 649-7469. All right, now it's time to hear from the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
If Nicholas P. Trist, T-R-I-S-T, sounds like an imagery-ridden name from some forgotten novel, wait till you hear the plot. Nicholas Trist is an affable character, intelligent, polished, generally optimistic. These qualities are somewhat incongruous because he is impoverished to the point of near destitution. He's working as a clerk for the Wilmington and Baltimore Railroad Company in Pennsylvania. After many so-called promotions, the furthest he will go is a position entitled Paymaster, $112.50 per month. It is in the menial service of the railroad company that Nicholas Trist is to remain for 21 years. Relegated to the distant memories of his own past prestige. For you see, once upon a time, Nicholas P. Trist had it all. He'd been a member of our State Department. He'd hobnobbed with senators and congressmen, even with the President of the United States himself. Now here he is, a clerk for the railroad company, discarded and forgotten by his former friends in the highest places, and all because that one time when he disobeyed a direct order from the president. What you've heard has the literary texture of fiction, I know. It is not. It really happened to a man named Nicholas P. Trist, T-R-I-S-T. But why his banishment from Washington? Why is the rest of the story? By April of 1847, it became apparent that Mexico was willing to make peace with the United States. President Polk determined that we should have a peace commissioner with the American Army, someone familiar with the Mexican culture and the Spanish language, and the honor fell upon Nicholas P. Trist, who was then chief clerk of the State Department. With secret orders and a letter signed by the president, emissary Trist set out for Mexico. En route, he told the newspapers too much. Arriving in Veracruz, he told the commanding general of the United States Army too little. Back home, President Polk was getting nervous. Shortly after peace negotiations began, Trist sent an unauthorized proposal to Washington. It was his own idea, he said, and he hoped the president liked it. The president did not like it. Obviously, Polk's choice for peace commissioner had been a mistake. He sent a letter to Trist saying as much, ordering the emissary to return. Trist read the letter and then responded with another of his own, explaining that he did not want a return. Unprecedented, and yet, as the infuriated president searched for new adjectives by which to denigrate Nicholas Trist, Trist remained in Mexico, negotiated on his own. And February 2 of 1848, again without any authority to do so, he signed a treaty with the Mexicans. Well, you know the rest. Nicholas Trist was thereafter banished from government, and his salary was withheld, and he was forced to take a lowly job with a railroad to feed himself and his family. But you know that in spite of it all, the president and the Congress accepted the too-good-to-turn-down treaty, which Mr. Trist had designed and signed. For you see, Nicholas Trist, in direct disobedience to the president of the United States and to the subsequent ruin of his own political career, he had chosen to stay in Mexico and to act on his own and to negotiate for us, U.S. He got for us what is now a fraction of Wyoming and Colorado and all of Arizona and all of New Mexico and all of Utah and Nevada and California. Now you know the rest of the story.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
We salute the innovative farmers who embrace new technologies and sustainable practices to improve efficiency and protect the environment. Their forward-thinking approach ensures that agriculture remains viable and prosperous for future generations. This support of agriculture is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag, an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, providing auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is saying thank you with their Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. Stop in and enjoy 20% off all parts during the event. And don't miss out on a delicious treat, Richland Locker's barbecue pork sandwiches available for all customers. Mark your calendar and join the celebration at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, February 17th through the 22nd. See you there.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
It's been a great ride, but here we sit tonight. Look in her eyes, says something's wrong. This ain't a wild bull, it's just a bar stool. But it's all I can do to just hang on. George Strait's on the jukebox in the corner, singing about cowboys riding.
Somebody's gonna get hurt. So I hate
you're good to go. Hop in, let's ride. Take it down this road. You couldn't look any hotter. Reach on back and grab a bottle. Girl, let's get this party started. Somewhere else, I won't complain if I get you to myself. Something tells me you don't care. You're up or going anywhere as long as that wind's blowing through your hair. You look just like a little angel, baby. I know you love a little danger, baby. The thing about you, girl, is just my style. You got some wild on your
Smile, Dustin Lynch. The news coming up here is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there'd be no us, and for that, they're forever grateful. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good evening. It's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge issued a temporary injunction against the Trump administration's buyout for federal employees.
For the moment, the buyout plan remains in limbo. At a hearing Monday, Boston-based federal judge George O'Toole said he would leave his temporary stay in place until he decides whether to impose an injunction. Federal workers' unions have sued to block the buyout, arguing the president has no legal authority to offer payouts through September, with agency funding currently set to run out next month.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Trump expected to sign off on imposing 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports as early as today. A busy round of confirmation votes this week in the Senate, including Director of Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. to lead Health and Human Services. Your 2 cents worth may become a thing of the past. President Trump calling on the Mint to stop production of the penny, saying it's wasteful and costs more to make the 1 cent coin. Plenty of pennies remain in circulation. This is ABC News. With egg shortages getting worse,